Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
गुरु शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। जय विष्णुपाद परम सपरिवार जी का आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री जीवन गए शेषी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। विष्णुपाद परम सपरिवार जी का आचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री जीवन गए भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर शिल प्रभुपाद की गंधरा श्रीमद भागवतम की निताय गौर प्रेमानंद। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। Hare Krishna, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter number 9, Text number 40. Prahlada pacifies the Lord with prayers.
Jihvai kato chuta vikarshati mavita trupta. Jihvai kato chuta vikarshati mavita trupta. शिष्णोऽन्यतस्त्वक् उदरं श्रवणं कुतश्चित् Shishno nyatastvak udaram shravanam kutasche. Grano nyatascha paladrukvacha karma shakti. Grano nyatascha paladrukvacha karma shakti. Bahvyas sapatna iva geha patim glunanti. Bahvyas sapatna iva geha patim lunanti. Jihvaya kato chuta vikashati ma viptrupta. Sishno nyatastva gudaram shravanam kutasche. Grano nyatascha paladrukvacha karma shakti. Bahvya sapatnya iva geha patim lunanti. Jihvaya kato chuta vikashati ma vitrupta. Shishno nyatastva gudaram shravanam kutaschit. Grano nyatascha paladrukvacha karma shakti. Bahvaya sapatnya iva geha patim lunanti. Jihvaya kato shravanam kutasche. Nyatascha paladrukvacha karma shakti. Vavya sapatnya iva geha patim lunanti. Itrutta. Shishno nyatasva gudharam shravanam kutasci. Rano nyatascha paladrukvacha karma shakti. Vahya sapatnya anagnanti. Vaishnavis. Jihvai kato chuta vikashati ma vitrutta. Shishno nyatascha. Bhavya sapatnya iva geha patim lunanti. Jihvai kato chuta vikashati ma vitrupta.
Shishno nyatastva gudaram shavanam kutaschi. Grano nyata chapala drukva chakarma shakti. Bhavya sapatna iva geha patim lunanti. Jihva, the tongue. Ekatha, to one side. Achyuta, O my infallible Lord. Vikarshati attracts ma, me. Avitrupta, not being satisfied. Shishnaha, the genitals. Anyataha, to another side. Twak, the skin, for touching a soft thing. Udaram, the belly, for various types of food. Shravanam, the ear, for hearing some sweet music. Kutaschet, to some other side. Ghranaha, the nose, for smelling. Anyataha, to still another side. Chapaladruk, the restless eyesight. Kvacha, somewhere. Karma shaktihi, the active senses. Bahvayaha, many. Sapatnyaha, co-wives. Iva, like. Geha patim, a householder. Lunanti, annihilate. Translation and purport by Sri Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. My dear Lord, O infallible one, my position is like that of a person who has many wives, all trying to attract him in their own way. For example, the tongue is attracted to palatable dishes, the genitals to sex with an attractive woman, and the sense of touch to contact with soft things. The belly, although filled, still wants to eat more, and the ear, not attempting to hear about you, is generally attracted to cinema songs. The sense of smell is attracted to at another side. The restless eyes are attracted to sense of sense gratification, senses of sense gratification. And the active senses are attracted elsewhere. In this way, I am certainly embarrassed. Purport. The human form of life is meant for God realization. But this process, which begins with Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, hearing and chanting of the holy names of the Lord, is disturbed as long as our senses are materially attracted. Therefore, devotional service means purifying the senses. In the conditioned state, our senses are covered by material sense gratification. And as long as one is not trained in purifying the senses, one cannot become a devotee. In our Krishna consciousness movement, therefore, we advise from the very beginning that one restrict the activities of the senses, especially the tongue, which is described by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as most greedy and unconquerable. To stop this attraction of the tongue, one is authoritatively advised not to accept meat or similar uneatable things, not to allow the tongue to hanker to drink or smoke. Even the drinking of tea and coffee is not permitted. Similarly, the genitals must be restricted from illicit sex. Without such restraint of the senses, one cannot make advancement in Krishna consciousness. The only method of controlling the senses is to chant and hear the holy name of the Lord. Otherwise, one will always be disturbed. As a householder with more than one wife would be disturbed by them for sense gratification. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षून्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। After describing Lord Brahma's position and in the previous verse, Prahlad Maharaj says, how shall I be able to discuss your activities? And he tells, my dear Lord of the Vaikuntha planets, where there is no anxiety, my mind is extremely sinful and lusty, being sometimes so-called happy and sometimes so-called distress. My mind is full of lamentation and fear. It always seeks more and more money. Thus, it has become most polluted and is never satisfied in topics concerning you. I am therefore most fallen and poor in such a status of life. And he is asking, how shall I able to discuss your activities? And today's verse, Prahlad Maharaj is telling, yes, I am not able to discuss your activities. Why? Because all my senses are dragging to different sides. Now, Prahlad Maharaj, how old he was when he was describing? 5 years. 5 years old boy, you know, having a great realization. So how is it possible? By the mercy of Narad Muni, by hearing. So, you know, generally, people say you need to experience to learn certain things. But experience, people often say experience is the best teacher. Why? Because fools cannot learn other way. So, Shastra tells us, Guru tells us, devotees tells us. So, we need not to undergo to gain that experience, to gain that knowledge. 5-year-old Prahlad Maharaj, he did not get married. He was just 5 years. But yet we see the amount of realization, the wealth of realization he is carrying. So I remember when I told my family that I want to join in Brahmachari Ashram. So I went to India. My sisters and my mother, they discussed, but I somehow convinced them. So they appointed a person in our family, one relative, to interrogate me and to, you know, to brainwash me. So they both, me and that person both were in one room, and he was telling, you know, Shastra tells, he was quoting also, he's telling, Dharma, Ardha, Kama, Moksha. That's how family has to lead. First you have to follow Dharma. You have to earn money, Artha. Then you have to undergo sense gratification. Only then you can renounce. Before that, if you renounce, you cannot sustain. That is, you should undergo Kama, then Moksha. Then you have to seek for Moksha, not in the beginning. He was telling all those, then he was telling you have debts to your family, all those. But Srila Prabhupada mercy, right from the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, any book you open, Srila Prabhupada books, see, he will give straight away realization, straight away the ultimate thing. One need not to undergo. And we have seen in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the case of Daksha's two sets of sons, Narad Muni's instructions. So they took it to the heart. They understood because they used their intelligence. And same their brothers also, second set of Daksha's sons, they also followed Hariyasya's. So one need not to undergo to understand the difficulties in the material world. So one can borrow their intelligence from the acharyas, authorities. In the beginning of purport, Srila Prabhupada mentioned, the human form of life is meant for God realization. In Chaitanya Charitamrita also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, devotional service is the only aim in human form of life. Abhideya Pradhan. He says, Bhakti Yoga is the Abhideya Pradhan. So, is the ultimate occupation for the living entity. So, anything disturbs that ultimate occupation is a disturbance. Anything diverts us from that ultimate occupation, devotional service, is a disturbance. And here, in this verse it is mentioned, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, my position is like that of a person who has many wives. Even in the material world, to maintain one wife is such a big risk. But imagine you are in one room and five wives are dragging. Prahlad Maharaj is telling, five wives are driving, you come to me, you come to me, you come to me. And one person cannot maintain all those. He cannot satisfy everybody. And everybody has their personal experience of their senses dragging for objects of the senses. Have you ever experienced? But you want to fast on Ekadashi day, and you pass through some nice prasadam, your tongue, as if, you know, hooked, it will drag you. Eat, eat, eat. I remember in the beginning, I used to do Nirjala Ekadashi, just inspired, initial enthusiasm. Morning it was okay, you know, previous day, because you're feeling tomorrow Ekadashi, I want to fast Nirjala, so fill up the belly up to here, to the next. So in the morning you don't feel any hunger, but you go to work or do different thing, by evening, now you start feeling hunger. Now, while coming from work in the tram, I open the book, no energy, one side hunger, mind is not stable, and it thinks, okay, tomorrow morning when I get up, I cook like this, I go to temple, I spend this much time. You know, it's all happening in the mind, and suddenly a thought comes, okay, I'll offer this and then I eat like this. In the tram, because eyes were closed, mouth goes like that. Although you are not physically eating, but the mind is dictating like this. And same with the different senses. Actually, in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, Sanat Kumaras asked a question to his father, my dear father, what is this? Whether the sense objects attracted to the senses or the senses attracted to the sense objects? They asked this question. And Brahma himself was puzzled how the mechanism worked. So in his meditation, he requested Lord to appear. So Hamsavatara appeared. Hamsavatara describes, actually both of them. So senses have sense objects stored in the form of desires, and sense objects have natural attraction for the senses. So in the both ways, they are always attracting each other. And imagine when you go to some market, they try to sell things, especially when you go to India, not supermarkets, like roadside markets. So everybody want to sell you something. So somebody drag you this side, no, you come to my shop. Other person says, no, I'll give you cheaper, come to my shop. Other person drag you, come to our shop. No, this is best. I don't want to buy, but still they say, no, you buy this. So they drag you. You don't have ability to make choice also at that time. Similarly, all the five senses drag us for so many things. Same thing when we want to sit for chanting. First 1-2 minutes is okay. At most 5 minutes okay. First round may be okay. But later you see a small thought comes. A desire which was dormant in our consciousness that comes, pops up and shows a picture. Oh, this is what you want to do. This is what you did. Do it again. But we may say, oh no, I have to chant. And again another desire come, another sense become active that will drag us. So these are the disturbances in our daily activities. But is it necessary to control the senses? Is it necessary to control senses? So why it is necessary? Otherwise they will take us for a ride, correct? Actually, it is mentioned, senses are the active instruments we engage in perceiving different things. And they are the main reason to extend our material imprisonment. They are the main reason for extending our material imprisonment. Why? Because different senses have their own demands to experience. But originally, the senses are meant for serving the Lord. Instead of serving the Lord, they want to try to enjoy separately from the Lord. So Jiva, spirit soul, is Sachidananda. So Sachidananda means always eternal, blissful and knowledgeful, and by constitution is a servant of the Lord. Spirit soul. But when the Jiva comes in the material world, identification through the false ego, he identifies with particular body, and the body is a dead matter, nothing. But senses makes it active. So those senses, because of the desires and attraction to the sense objects, they divert us from active principle, which is serving to the Lord, and they divert us to serve the material senses in different categories. So irrespective of the body we are in. So that's the whole scenario. But the problem with the human body is that other living entities, other material bodies, one of the senses may be prominent, one of the senses may be attracted to the sense object. Not all the senses. But in the human form, not just one sense, all the senses are attracted to different sense objects. Say for example, there is a nice verse in the scriptures that Kuranga, Matanga, Patanga. Kuranga, the deer, is attracted to sweet voice. So that's why in the previous days, hunters, not like these days just go with the rifle and shoot. But previous days, they are at least a little bit merciful compared to these days hunters. So they play sweet music. With that sweet music, they attract the deer. And patanga, same with these moths, they are attracted to the illuminaries. And fish, attracted to, because fish, their tongue is very prominent. That's why they put a bait. Although it has so many things to eat in the ocean, but the fish is attracted to eat this bait and they catch. And same with different animals, like elephant, although it is so big and huge and strong, but it has a weak sense of genital attracted to the she elephant. So what they do? They dig a big hole in the forest and they cover with the something, grass, and with the she elephant, they allure the big he elephant and it get attracted. And then when the she elephant, because it was trained elephant, so they call the she elephant, and following that she elephant, that big huge he elephant also comes and falls in the ditch. And then they don't feed that elephant for so long time, it becomes weak and weak. That time they bind with the chain, that's it, captured. All these different animals, if you open National Geographic channel or any Discovery channel, you will see how different living entities with their natural abilities attract the opposite sex. So they don't go to any school to get a curriculum for education to attract opposite sex. They have natural way of attracting. If you take any, like a pufferfish, you know that pufferfish has ability to draw certain designs in the deep ocean. Before drawing the design, it clears the whole ground, and then with its mathematical ability, it draws a structure to attract opposite sex. And same with the birds, they create so natural nest. So it's very natural for us. But only in the human form of life, one will have the ability to control. In other forms of life, they don't have ability to control and engage their senses in the service of the Lord. But even after getting the human form of life, after undergoing so many repetitive births and deaths, if one is not able to control, that's why in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, Rishabhadev tells, Nayam Deho Dehabhajan Kastan Kaman Ruloke Virbhushan. So one attains the human form of life after undergoing so many repetitions of birth and death. But even after getting that opportunity, if one engages all the activities only for sense gratification, and he tells, there is no use. It's just wasting time. So that's why we have to utilize our ability to control. But we don't have any ability. You know, naturally, one doesn't have any ability to control the senses. But ability to control comes when we engage them. So it's like a small child, he is very restless. So for a restless child, you cannot tell him, sit and you have to hear Srimad Bhagavatam class, you should not speak. No, he will not, naturally. But when you engage him doing certain activity, so he will forget his mischievous behavior. So similarly, when we engage our senses, and we also heard in Srimad Bhagavatam how to engage our different senses. A famous verse in relation to Amrish Maharaj comes, that how he engaged all his senses. So we have, how many senses are there? 5 knowledge acquiring senses and 5 working senses. Correct? Eyes, nose, skin, mouth, tongue, all those, and legs, hands, genitals, rectum, and vocal cords, all the knowledge acquiring and working senses. And we heard again and again how Amrish Maharaj, but still yet knowing how to engage, and we know we have to engage in the service of the Lord, but still, because of our deep attachment for sense gratification, which is coming from so many lifetimes, it makes it very difficult when the time comes. So that is why we should learn a way that rather than just blindly following the dictations of the senses, we have to become an observer of the demands of the senses coming through mind. So we don't become a paid participant in the demands of senses, but we will become an observer. So whenever a thought comes, whenever a desire pops up, so instead of instantly acting on the desires, so we become an observer. So then it will become easier. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, even in the verse also, Prahlad Maharaj starts with Jihvai Kato. Jihva means tongue. So Prabhupada writes, in our Krishna consciousness movement, therefore, we advise from the very beginning that one restricts the activities of the senses, especially the tongue, which is described by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as most greedy and unconquerable. Anybody knows the prayers of honoring prasadam? You know? Mahaprasade Govinde, which is one of the first prayers everybody in ISKCON learns. Even before Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave Svalpa Punya Vratam Rajan Viswaso Naiva Jahayate. And next one, Sharira Avidya Jal. Avidya means ignorance. Jal. Avidya Jal, it's a net, like a network. Sharira Avidya Jal. Network. I don't know whether you have seen fisherman nets. So here we only see they have a large string and they catch, but that's just one string. If you go to in villages, Indian villages, they have a big net, and what they do, they just throw like this, and whatever is there in that radius, all the fishes they capture and they drag it. So similarly, we have the network of these ignorant senses, sharirar avidya jal. They are the avidya. And they just sprinkle. It's not just, okay, my eyes, even the blind person, say for example myself, if I remove glasses, I cannot see anything. I see ekatvam in this room. But my previous all sense objects which is stored in my consciousness, we have two sets of senses. One is gross senses and the subtle senses. Gross senses you can, you know, see, perceive. But the subtle senses are there to the mind. So although one may not have the vision, but he have sense objects of vision stored in his mind. When he is idle, think of something, immediately that picture as an advertisement comes in our eyes, mind's eye. So, because the senses are avidya, ignorant, jadendriya, and they are very much, jada means what? Stubborn. They are very stubborn, jadendriya thayakal. And what they do? Jeve phale vishaya sagare. So in the material world, they try to vishaya sagare. Vishaya. Vishaya means material. So they just want mundane things. So that's why, although we chant every day Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we hear every day the 10 offenses. And we hear before reciting the 10 offenses. What is that verse? Bahu Janma Kariyadi Shravana Kirtana. We have been practicing so many lifetimes. Bahu janma kariyade shravana kirtana thabutana paya Krishna pade premadana. Although I know Krishna consciousness, attaining love for the Lord is the highest, but not able to attain it. Why? Because jadendriya tahekal jiva phala vishaya sagare. They are always taking a ride in the vishaya sagare. But Krishna bada doyamai. Krishna is very bada doya. Very magnanimously merciful. Bada korivara jihva jai. So what he gave? See, he gave his own remnants. But do we accept, if you carefully observe, when we honoring prasadam, do we accept with that consciousness, Krishna has mercifully given me this prasada and to purify my jadendriyas very rarely, but most of the time we try to pick and choose what gives most pleasure to my tongue. And we try to criticize the cook also sometimes. Why he didn't cook properly? Why he put so much chili? Why he put so much salt? He burnt this. But we don't think, but Krishna accepted this. Krishna accepted, and it's Mahaprasad. Very rarely we think, at least to myself. Most of the time think, of course, we have to be careful what is good for my health, what is not good for my health, what makes me dizzy to sleep. So all those things we have to consider, but most importantly we have to consider that this prasad is to purify my jadendriyas. So when we take with that consciousness, we see our voracious tongue may be controlled. And tongue is one of the important thing, especially the tongue, most greedy and unconquerable. Because tongue we use for different purposes, correct? One is to speak. So that's why in the Padma Purana it is mentioned, Atas Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grahyam Indriyai. So Sri Krishna, Atas Sri Krishna Namadi. So Krishna's qualities, name, fame, entourage, Adi Nabhaved Grahyam Indriyai. So with the normal blunt senses we cannot accept it. But what is the way? Sevon Mukehi Jihvado Swayam Eva Spurtayadaha. But by engaging in the service sevon mukha, so we have to develop that service attitude. Service attitude is very, very important. In the Nectar of Instructions, first verse also, Srila Prabhupada writes, so our progress of bhakti depends on the performer's attitude. So attitude is very important. With what attitude? It doesn't matter what service we are doing, but the attitude, it's not Atmendriya Priti, it's Krishnendriya Priti. So that is very important when we are rendering service. So that Sevon Mukha nature we have to develop, and Jihvado. And we have to engage the Jihva in eating prasadam. And sometimes we see living in the cities like here, some things we may not cook, say for example breads, so which is very easy for a breakfast, and people often buy from supermarkets. That's not very good idea because it's not cooked with the same consciousness. And sometimes we also see devotees, they go to vegetarian restaurants where there is no onion garlic. It's just to jihvera lalasa, just to entertain the tongue. Although we may have so many other options, but jihva becomes very prominent. That covers all other intelligence. That covers the intelligence and cells. No, what I am doing is right. Apadharma, it is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Apadharma you can take, and Srila Prabhupada also gave instruction to some of his disciples. When you go to Russia, you don't get anything, and Srila Prabhupada gave instructions to devotees, you can eat meat also for preaching. Oh, my family maintenance is also preaching, so I will go to restaurant. It's not for me, my kids want, but they are also going to school. It's just a different reasons tongue will give. But one has to discriminate whether this is really helping me to progress. And often different reasons may come. Family pressure, that pressure, peer pressure, at work pressure. No, not really peer pressure, that pressure. It's just tongue. And even if you observe, say for example, recently in one of the conferences, it was a summit arranged for all the world leaders. In one conference, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi was there. So all the leaders of different country, they were celebrating something. So they served champagne to all the leaders. And Narendra Modi was also there. And imagine, he is the prime minister of the country, representing a country. And how much peer pressure he would have. But he, for him also they served. He picked, but he said, no, he put it back. So it depends on our choice. So pressure may be there, but we have to overcome that pressure with the higher taste. So that's why in Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, rasavarjam rasopyasya parandrushva nivartate. So when one experiences the higher taste, when one realizes I have higher things in the life, higher achievements I want to attain, so then all these different peer pressures, they just go. So when we have that principles in our consciousness, principles in our life, when we live a principle-centered life, so all the different kinds of pressures, they just. And same thing, so why, although we hear and read, why we are not able to get the taste? Because we did not came to Param Drushtva Nivartate. We did not get that higher taste in the chanting and hearing about the Lord. So we did not get that taste for holy names. So that's why here Srila Prabhupada writes, without such restraint of the senses, one cannot make advancement in Krishna consciousness. The only method of controlling the senses is to chant and hear the holy name of the Lord. Otherwise, one will always be disturbed. So only way is chant and hear. That's why Mahaprabhu also tells, Krishna has so many names and all the names have equally power invested. But only problem is Durdaivam Idrisham Ihajanina Anuragaha. We did not develop Anuraga for them. So we have developed Anuraga for so many different things because senses are the one in the center of our whole activity and they have their own Anuragas. So that's why they make those temporary attachments as permanent. But the permanent attachment becomes temporary or not very important. That's why many times what happened, we think, I have so much time. No, now I'm just a beginner. I maybe passed only 5 years, 10 years. I heard in the lectures also, sense distaste will come in its own time accord. I need not to strive for it. But not necessarily you have to wait. We have to strive from the day one because we don't know how long. And in the later verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, Namnama kari bahuda nija sarva shakti stattrar pita neyamita smaranena kalaha etadushi tava krupa bhagavan mamapi durdaiva midrisham iha janina anuragaha. I don't have any attraction. Why? Because we have attraction for so many other things. And then he tells, he expresses the humble position, how one can develop. So first thing is to identify that I don't have attraction and then do it in a humble way, that Trinadapi Sunichena Taror Eva Sahishnuna. So all those senses have different dictations. So we tolerate them and we express our humble position to the Lord and continue our devotional service. At least we should come to a level that Yamunacharya says. He says, Yadavadi mama chitta Krishna padara vinde. So he tells, I came to Krishna consciousness. Since I came to Krishna consciousness, whenever a thought to enjoy sense gratification, he says, Navana, Navanava rasa damya udhyatam Rantum Asti. But since I came to Krishna consciousness and understood that sense gratification is not good, whenever this thought comes, I am not indulging in those thoughts, but a distasteful sense is coming. He tells, Bhavati Mukha Vikhara Sustu Nistivanamcha. But so Yamunacharya is a great devotee. Although in that platform there are different thoughts, he is from his previous experience are coming, but he is not acting on that. Why? Because he is not acting on that? So he experienced the higher taste. So similarly, we have to experience that higher taste. And how? What's the way to experience that higher taste? Param drushtva nivartate. And to experience, we have to develop the humble position. We have to develop humility. And trinadapi sunichena taroreva sahishna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. So we have to submit to the Lord. Whatever. So I will continue my humble position and continue chanting. And we have to be very vigilant. In Bhagavad Gita also Krishna tells in the section of Stita Prajna from verse number 59. In that Krishna tells, though the embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, the taste for sense objects remain. But seizing such engagements by experiencing the higher taste, then he tells how we have to do that. He tells, one who is able to withdraw his senses from sense objects as tortoise draws its limbs within the shell is firmly fixed in perfect consciousness. So like a tortoise, when it is required, we will use. When it is not, we will withdraw it. And he tells, one who restrains his senses, keeping them under full control and fixes his consciousness upon me, he is known to be a steady intelligence. And we have to develop that steady intelligence. And other place also it was mentioned, even one of the roaming senses will take a person's intelligence away, like wind carries the boat in a river. So we have to be very mindful. What is the way to observe? How to know which senses I am weak? Just becoming an observer, not becoming a participant. So you will become an observer. Sometimes you see, say for example, you open mobile. Naturally, you will go to certain websites or certain YouTube channels. So that's where you see you more focused. Or your daily pattern, where you spend more time other than Krishna consciousness. Sometimes people may spend doing different things other than Krishna consciousness. Say for example, they like to read some novels other than Krishna conscious literature, or watch some other TV shows, movies, or sometimes they may feel, oh, why I have to offer? I will just do a quick Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. So all those things we have to observe, which one we are deviating, and bring it back. So it's like a driving. So your steering may go this side, that side, and bring it back. So in our Krishna consciousness, we have to carefully practice that and maintain humble position. Trinadapi sunichena taroreva sahishna, in whatever condition. So we have to continue our Krishna consciousness. And most importantly, chant and hear the holy names attentively. That 2 hours, our 2 hours of our attentive chanting makes us remaining 24 hours very easy to control our roaming senses to engage in Krishna consciousness. That's why those 2 hours are most important. So if somebody can able to chant every day in the morning those 2 hours, complete your 16 rounds at one place without any distraction, that practice is very good. If at all somebody may not have that flexibility or facility, still you find another part of the day where you can able to chant at one place. If that is also not possible, at least group of certain number of rounds, say for example 4 rounds in the morning. 4 rounds, there is nothing else for you to do. Sit at one place, absorb yourself in chanting those 4 rounds, 8 rounds. So in that way build up our stamina. So like when you go to gym, you don't start directly with the 100 kilo. You will go start with 5 kilo, 10 kilo like that. So similarly, you start. But absorption is very important. Quality is important as well as quantity also. Quantity, it's minimum 16. But the quality, so you can develop. So if you can not able to chant all the 16 rounds at one go and at one place, at least sum up 4 rounds, 8 rounds. But those 4 rounds, we have to tell our mind, this next half an hour, I don't have anything to do. And train. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita it was mentioned, although a devotee for the sense gratification, initially he chants, but the chanting itself is a purificatory process. And that makes a devotee experience the higher stages of Krishna consciousness. Because there is no other alternative. There is no other alternative. Although in Patanjali yoga system they may say Ashtanga yoga, yam niyam, pranayar pratyahar, but that is only temporary restrainment. But real restraint comes only when we engage in the service of the Lord. Otherwise, any roaming senses, any weak sense, that is the pitfall for another material body. Okay, I'll stop here. If you have any questions, comments, feel free. Hare Krishna. Shivya. Hare Krishna, Mataji. I said when prasadam is offered, we think, oh, this person didn't cook like this, this person didn't cook like that. But is it okay to think why he did like this? Is that question? Yeah, when we especially offer to the deities, a cook must be expert in cooking, not experimenting on the deities. When we cook for the deities, I know some devotees who cook in our temple. Before they make any preparation, first they try at their home and they fix the recipe, then they cook for the deities. That's the best standard, not experimenting on the deities. And for the cooks, it's the best practice to allow enough time for cooking, rather not burning or cooking in a rush. So you had to plan. Yes, we can give genuine feedback to the person who cooked. If sometimes devotees forget salt, or they think I have already added salt, but they forget that they added salt and again they add double up. So that also happens. So those things we may inform them. And and cook also very, it is very important that what kind of spice combination one should use in certain preparations. You don't put sambar masala in noodles. So like those things one should be aware of. So those kind of things you can, yeah. But better to tell to the authority, and that authority will correct that person. Hare Krishna, you like cooking? Very good. Hare Krishna, if you don't have any question, we'll stop here. Grandhra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Bye. free.